far down do you want to go? And we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. Uh-huh. Trust and say nothing to no one, no how. We bust and never crack a smile or flinch or cry for nobody. Uh-huh. Get your ID card to the border guard. Get your alien, says you got a John of the guard. A United Federation of planets. The sea won't speak English anyway. Everybody knows it's the world. Yeah, I'm not too fair.
All right, it's another Monday night, and it's time for the Jick and Skullhead show. I am Mr. Skullhead.
And I am Jick. And I'm having trouble with this laptop, so it's going to be a little while before I can see the questions.
All right, I'm going to move my mic a little further from my mouth, and you should move yours a little closer.
Should I?
Mine's liver than usual.
I could put mine inside my mouth.
Then we could all hear you chew. That'd be exciting. So, since you can't see the questions yet, Rickett asks, Jick, where's my golem made of kids having seizures? Seizure kid golem is greater than jitterbug. And Rickett says, wait, that was a Voltron of autistic children. Yes, difference slightly between children having seizures and autistic children.
Can't you have an autistic seizure?
Yeah, but generally the kids who are having the seizures are less good at, say, counting matchsticks on the floor than are the autistic children.
That don't bother me at or.
Either.
My laptop finally booted.
Now you're incredibly quiet.
I was eating some... am I? Weird. What happened?
Idea. So, anyone who has a spare mixing board they want to donate to us. Or even a mixing bowl.
I was eating some of these sour Pez, which are delicious, but I got a little chunk of it lodged up in my sinuses. And it's... hurts. It's like a Hertz donut.
At least, though, like the only other thing I've had that happen with is a pepperoni.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently my pizza eating style is such that I end up shoving pepperonis into my sinuses.
My new pizza eating style is unstoppable.
And at least with a candy made out of sugar, it will eventually dissolve and be passed through your system.
Yeah, because pepperoni is not snot soluble the way sugar is.
Yeah, by the way, I'm looking to patent snot-soluble pepperoni.
Oh no, my computer might be at risk.
Hmm.
Might also be at Axis and Allies.
Yeah, it's weird. Somebody just told me my computer might be at Parcheesi.
Hogula says, why are some familiar haikus capitalized and some not? They're written by different people at different times, and I never know whether you're supposed to, like, punctuate haiku or not.
I tend to purposefully leave the end of the line blank. I don't know if I somehow have been doing inconsistent haiku.
I don't know. We actually have one place where we can look at them all now, so... Also, says Hogulus, the Nervous Tics animation is awesome. I love that little eye twitch it has. Good work, Jick Andor Hot Stuff. I drew it. Hot Stuff animated it. So, Hogulus says, good work, Hot Stuff.
Oh, you know, it's not that the haikus are written by different people is the reason, because I've just seen three different haikus from me, and some have the initial thing, the initial letter capitalized of the first line, and some don't.
Huh.
So, I'm actually a student of the ancient art of haiku, and what I've been doing is consistent with the way that haiku are written in the actual Mandarin Chinese in which most haikus are written.
Really? I thought they were Japanese.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's Spanish.
Right.
I actually don't write the haiku. I go to the Concordance, which also has a collection of familiar haikus in them, in the original Spanish, and then I have to translate them.
I see.
So sometimes where I start a line is not where the original Spanish starts the line.
It's a good thing you found that that Rosetta Stone in a tortilla.
Right.
It was a miraculous discovery. Hogula says, it'd be neat if the message when getting initiative on a monster changed depending on what your main stat is. For example, if you're a muscle class, it might say something about bull rushing your opponent and catching him, her, it off guard. Moxie classes would get one about sneaking up on them. I'm not sure what mist classes could have. Maybe something about using your mysticality to see just a little bit into the future, thus predicting the monster's first attack and getting out of its way. I don't know.
Hmm. Although we already have the bull rush joke in there.
Yeah. Bull rush, you like Moses.
Which, occasionally reading that, I don't get it. And so why the hell did I put bull rush like Moses? Like, oh, you know, Moses and the bull rushes, right.
Psycho says, I see you've changed the familiar weight progress bar, so there's no level zero anymore. Cool. I guess Xeno fixed that. Cool.
Max Van says, one of the attack messages for a familiar with the plastic pumpkin bucket says that the familiar ties the monster shoelaces together. What if you're fighting a hippie? What if you're fighting something that doesn't have feet? Just because a monster has neither feet nor shoes doesn't mean that you can't tie the shoelaces together.
Yeah, in the case of a hippie, it has a collection of shoelaces back at its house, and it gets really angry if you mess with it.
Right.
And so
I just figured that the plastic pumpkin bucket has mystical powers along the lines of a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Right.
It's like the big old orange hairball thing, Gossamer, has shoes if Bugs needs to tie the shoelaces together.
Is that's his name, is Gossamer?
Uh-huh.
That seems like a strange name for that.
I think that was the idea. It's first encountered with Daffy Duck, and it's this way lives the space princess Gossamer, which he imagines as some beautiful maiden, and it turns out to be a hairball.
I see. So it's a space princess?
Mm-hmm.
I also always thought the Gossamer was male.
I couldn't get close enough to check. Sorcerer says, of this riddle we're not proud, if you get stuck, try reading it aloud. Any plans to change the riddles and such when NS13 rolls out?
I would like to, but I always have a hard time, as do we all, thinking of something.
Yeah, I woke up one morning having dreamt of a good riddle, and I made a thread in our idea development place that said, hey, I got this great riddle, if we can come up with some more, we can change the riddles. Everyone post new riddles, and no.
Glebe says, the jitterbug looks a lot like the thing Jick drew on my certificate of participation at Con 3. Ah, I must have been prescient there. I don't remember ever drawing anything that looked like that before. So, maybe I screwed up and I was going to draw a stick figure, but I made the head too small, so I decided to make it a stick ant or something.
I think the one change I would have made and could suggest for the jitterbug is to put a skirt on it. Because it is one of the, like, I think three or four female familiars.
That shouldn't actually be too tough to...
Or a kilt.
But then how would we know?
Exactly.
Or skort. Then we could pretend it was a Pentecost. Because they're not allowed to wear pants, but they can wear culottes.
That just proves that God has no fashion sense.
or that restrictions like that specific sects of specific religions have are kind of arbitrary.
Mm.
It's okay to watch TV if you turned it on yesterday. It's okay to wear pants as long as they're baggy enough that you could trick someone into thinking they were a skirt.
Right.
Yeah. WLMel5 says, how about a shirt that gives adventures at rollover? Petrified lingerie? I didn't get that at first, because I'm like, how the hell would petrified... Then I realized, made of petrified time. Llamaman58 says, is
sure.
Baron von Ratsworth a grouper, since both of his eyes are on the same side of his face? Or is the monocle just on his ear for some reason? Wait... Why is it that every time I draw a rat, nobody can tell which direction it's facing? What the hell? I'm gonna look at this picture.
How do you know he's not a grouper?
Groupo.
And is a grouper what groupies? Does a grouper group groupies? I've always kind of wondered about that.
Okay, so it does kind of look like both of his eyes are on one. I mean... I think I could just scoot the eyes to the left a little bit. Yeah, wow. That does look really strange now that I see it.
See, I always thought he was facing completely sideways, and he did have his monocle...
on the side of his head. Yeah. I think just the... what would actually fix it is if I made the nose extend and so you can only see part of the left eye. Or his right eye, I guess.
Or just turn his head all the way to face the camera.
How would I draw them rat nose facing forward, though?
I'm sure it's been done.
No way. No way. One guy tried, but he totally died.
We don't have the technology.
Yep.
We can't rebuild him. I'm going to send you a picture of Mickey Mouse facing forward.
Okay, fine. If you want me to start ripping off Disney and get us sued out of existence... Cub says, why doesn't elemental weapon damage stack? If I equip two dish rags, why don't I do +2 stench damage or +1/+1 stench damage? You should. Are you sure that you're not fighting something with those two dish rags that is resistant to stench damage? Because that would make the +2 that you should get... Like, if you were fighting a hippie and you had two dish rags, you would only do one extra stench damage? Because anything stench-aligned... doesn't take but one damage. Sable 4 gives me a lot of good advice about Nexus War.
Thank you, Sable 4.
which I did read it, and I did enjoy it. And I've figured out a lot about the game since I was talking about it last week. And I got to have a kind of a pleasant email conversation with the guy that wrote it. And I hope that I will continue to talk to him, because he seems cool. Jump the Shark says, did you see the new episode of South Park? It totally disses World of Warcraft in a very enjoyable way. Yeah, everybody else here really liked it. I don't know if Mr. Skullhead saw it or not.
No, I missed that.
Hot Stuff and Riff both liked it, and they both know about World of Warcraft. Zeno liked it and does not know about World of Warcraft. I don't know. I feel like it just wasn't a very good episode of South Park. Like, it was a little too gimmicky for my tastes. I guess it was an enjoyable gimmick.
I just haven't... It stopped being important to watch South Park after a couple of seasons. I don't think that... I don't know if there was a significant drop-off in quality, but there was a change in direction from kind of throw everything that we can think of in there and make it as random as possible to what happened in the news this week that we can... make a show out of.
Yeah, I mean, they got, you know, their episode about Family Guy was funny more because of the, they do kind of have a point about the jokes in Family Guy are sort of structured as though they just picked three random nouns out of a giant list of nouns and, you know, made the jokes. But they also, you know, them constantly saying every time somebody dissed Family Guys, they would, somebody else would reply, yeah, but at least it's not all preachy and up its own ass with messages. Which, you know, was kind of, which I gotta say, though, I mean, it's the JonBenet Ramsey, Gary Condit, O.J. Simpson thing was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't mind the messages that much.
Well, I just think that they're not the show to criticize another show for being nonlinear.
Well, I mean, you know.
That particular glass house should not be chucking any rocks. And that's also not a negative trait, I don't think.
I'm a mom. Impostura says, when fighting in the Palindome with my staff, I noticed that the text doesn't discriminate against plural enemies. You hope they doesn't get a staff infection. Discuss.
I'm trying to decide if I'm bothered enough by that to want to have a plural flag for monsters and write everything to make it make sense.
Or like we were talking about, we could just make it a flock of stab bats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you could just hit it.
Right.
Instead of them. But then I was thinking, how would we do the, like, guy with a pitchfork and his wife? It would be a group comprised of a guy with a pitchfork and his wife. You know, which would be funny, but... Yeah.
Man.
What is it? Yeah, I mean, the problem there is just the doesn't thing. I think the accusative is always going to work. The,
well, accusative is only him, her, and it, though.
It doesn't ever turn to they?
I don't know.
Or them, I mean.
The empty chair over there is the place where the guy who knows that sits.
Yeah.
We'll look into it, because I must admit, as kind of a grammarian, it does bother me that people are seeing that and going, clearly these guys don't know how to do plurals.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would read that after... I don't think anybody would get that far into the game and not think that we were concerned with it or don't know that that's wrong, but...
Yeah. Jump the Shark says, and I'm inclined to agree, can you try and tweak the shout filter? Saying yay comes off as shouting.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want, with the shout filter, to penalize people for punctuating, you know, doing proper capital letters and whatnot.
Yeah, or saying hey, comma, J-L-E, which is the one that gets me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could... The problem is if we make it, you know... If we make it have to be 20 characters or whatever before it kicks in, then everybody's just going to come in and type 19 capital W's.
Right.
Know? Like, I just... I don't know. I mean, maybe they belong to some organization that is, you know, its acronym is 19 W's in a row.
Mm. The Weird Wide World of Wally Wingert, Wim Wenders, and Wendy the Wonder Woman.
I still don't even think that's close to 19. But
no, not
keep,
at all.
Keep floundering.
I'm not a flounder, I'm a grouper. Notice how both of my eyes are on one side of my face.
Kirtle says, I think there should be a vampire pancake familiar. It would act like a mosquito, but also give the sugar rush effect. Silly, I know, but I liked it, and I thought you would as well. Does the sugar rush effect have any... It has some advantage, doesn't it?
It's a
very small stat boost.
I thought it boosted one stat at the expense of another.
I think you lose something. I don't remember. Max Van says, if no helmet turtles are harmed in the filming of this game, then how come you can pulverize them? No. What happens is they run out of the way really quick and shit themselves in the process, and you're actually pulverizing their feces.
Yeah. I kind of thought the turtle just ran out of the shell. Mario Brothers style.
Oh, right.
You pulverize the shell. According to Mario Brothers, it looks like some kind of turtle-looking thing wearing a wife beater and some boxer briefs and the boxers, I think.
Wife beater. Did you ever see any female turtles? No, and you know why? Because they're in the kitchen where they belong.
I see.
There aren't any kitchens in Super Mario Brothers. Max Vance also says, how does the nervous tick grin? It has no lips. You don't have to have lips to grin. See any skull ever.
Right.
Zero zero one also giving me some Nexus War advice. Glebe says, are you more likely to summon a black snow cone on a double new moon day? I don't know. No. Zero says, there should be something to check who's bleeding you. No.
That's just... You shouldn't concern yourself with other people bleeding you.
Bob 33333 says, I remember way back when I first started playing, it took me so long to get to the 8-bit zone, I was looking forward to seeing some color in the game. I was nonplussed when I finally got there.
Cheers, BOB3333, for using nonplussed correctly. That is one of my favorite subtle jokes in the game, though, that you have red pixels and blue pixels that are rendered in grayscale.
So it turns out somebody found some other places where I used nonplussed incorrectly. I don't remember where. And I don't know why nobody found them before they started looking.
You know, when I got my 8-bit Nintendo, I played it on a monochromatic computer monitor. So, to be accurate to my experience, it should be black and kind of yellow.
Huh. I remember our TV was broken. When I was playing The Legend of Zelda the first time, our TV was broken, and I played it up to, like, level 9, and then the TV broke, and it was, like, being repaired at the shop. So I had this boom box with, like, a 3-inch black-and-white television in it.
Hmm.
So I hooked the Nintendo up to that, and... beat Legend of Zelda for the first time, and actually the only time I ever actually beat it without, like, you know, playing through on an emulator or whatever. The only time I ever beat it on a 3-inch black and white TV.
That I'm not sure about.
Spo says, does Jick ever check his wallet? That's funny, because I got a note to myself in my wallet to give Spo his tattoo.
You should buy more stuff. I think you'd be looking at your wallet on a regular basis.
Arago says, will we ever be able to read Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil? Well, your character can. Someone else says, is the Nobgoblin Elite Guard the only monster that appears in two places at once? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
It to be precise, though, those are two different Nobgoblin Elite cards.
Yeah. You're not just beating up the same one over and over again.
Because then you would have to be running up and down the stairs to fight you. And eventually he would get tired. But, you know, there's several of them.
Arago says, do adventures you spend resting or not using the Comet Chameleon use up its doppelganger effect? I don't think so. I think that only happens in fights.
That was the plan. I think so.
Yvang says, is the fact that the moons are always out some sort of generic RPG curse the sorcerers put on the land, casting it into eternal darkness and all that shit? Yay for cliches. No. No, it's just that the moons are visible whether it's day or night on the planet that the Kingdom of Loathing lives on. I mean, there's got to be a sun somewhere, right? Because the moons are lit. Spo says, first, are the zombie walters supposed to take normal damage from spooky effects? I would think a zombie would be resistant. Yeah, one thing that I need to do is I need to go in and make most of the monsters in that zone into spooky monsters if they're not already. But I figure I'll do that when we do the first Spooky Raven tweak / expansion pack. We had a few ideas that didn't quite make it in, a few things we need to adjust a little bit.
And that expansion pack will only cost about $4.95.
Yeah, yeah, but it does require the original version of Spooky Raven Manor to play. It is not a standalone product. I saw somebody, and this thing made me so happy. Tycho linked to this on Penny Arcade. It was a mod for Oblivion that gives every book in the game a unique book jacket.
Wow.
So that it actually... But honestly, that to me is a really nice touch, because you walk into like, oh, okay, it's a library in this game, and every book is identical.
Oh.
You know, except in size. So it's... I thought that was neat. Reading about all the Oblivion mods kind of makes me want to install them all and then play the game again. Because that game really disappointed me. Let's see. Spo says, second, why does the arena win leaderboard only show the highest wins of the currently equipped familiar for players? It's a bit misleading that way. That will get fixed when we make a change that we're fitting to make to familiars on the back end. You won't notice any differences, but it'll make it a lot easier for us to do certain things. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, since Mr. Skull had stated earlier that the only episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force he liked was the one with the Moonanites, will there be something similar to that on Ronald and Grimace? No. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, I was talking with a friend and we decided that the cane the naughty sorceress had a skull of it was Mr. Skullhead, meaning the swirling thing was Jick. What are your thoughts on this?
Jick is not swirling Paisley.
I could be. Enemy Lasagna also asks if there will ever be effects that give adventures if you have them during rollover. I don't know. That would actually be pretty cheap database wise to do. Speaking of which, we're looking forward to this long rollover tonight, where we get to sit there for an hour and a half or 2 hours watching the database server churn through this little process we're doing. But it should. Help performance a little bit.
Max Vance says, can you clarify the soggy waffle t-shirt? I kept thinking the waffle was in the sense of the anime smiley. It's making fun of Limp Bizkit, of course, in their hardcore misspelling of the word biscuit. But also, one of Jick's friends used to go around saying or typing waffle just because it was pronounced waffle rather than raffle.
Right.
It doesn't actually mean anything.
Right.
So I just threw that in there in the process of making fun of Limp Bizkit. Which these days is, you know, it's kind of like making fun of the Starland vocal band. It's Limp Bizkit, not really a powerful figure on the Billboard charts anymore, but...
What's the Starland vocal band?
The band that did Afternoon Delight in the 70s.
Oh.
And nothing else. Homer Simpson has a tattoo of them.
Oh, I see. Zarentho says, the Dot Quest seems worthless when compared to the Citadel's MP restoration items. I think the Dot Quest should be a little more rewarding to make it worthwhile. Well, I mean, you know, we wanted to give people sort of opportunity at that mid-range in the game to get a slightly better than soda water, but not quite as good as the later game White Citadel source of MP for money. But, I mean, we turned out, you know, it is conceivable that we will one day up the drop rates on some of that stuff to make it maybe more worthwhile to do it. I don't know if people tend to run through White Citadel for the purposes of unlocking that MP restoration or not.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea that Hogulus has.
What's that?
Regarding the idea of switching familiars, it'd be neat if there were a combat familiar that dropped items, badger style, which, when used in combat while using any other familiar, would allow you to switch to that familiar and only that familiar. So if you were unexpectedly getting the crap beaten out of you, you could use that item to swap your volleyball for just that specific combat familiar.
Huh. Like some kind of whistle
that
summoned it.
And kind of a chain chomp thing.
Etz Haddad says, butt-butt is funnier than knee-butt.
But, why?
Hogulus asks if it's possible to pulverize a Mr. Exploiter.
Try it, find out.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. Hogulus says, I'd like to see some items that add elemental damage to spells, not to be confused with adding damage to elemental spells, as in one that would add, for example, 10 hot damage to a spell, regardless of that spell's element. So one spell could do a base amount of spooky damage or some extra hot damage on top of it. You know, I never knew... It took us a long time to put any items like that in, even though we knew we wanted to do it, because we couldn't figure out exactly how to do it. I don't feel like that's particularly satisfying, though, the plus 10 hot damage to any spell. Mm. It's kind of hard to... I mean, it makes things go out of theme. But, I don't know. Yeah, you know, we settled on this one, and that's where we're staying, I think. Etz Haddad says, change the pumpkin bucket so that if you name your familiar Charlie Brown, you can get a rock.
Hey.
That's funny. Glebe says, you should put in a non-alcoholic beer as a hilarious item.
That would be kind of funny. Any near beer.
Di Vernon says, congrats on the Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction references on the Cerebral Crossbow. What was the Pulp Fiction one?
Oh, no, you just shot Marvin in the face. I mean, assuming that the monster you're fighting's name was Marvin.
Oh, okay.
I think that was a riff innovation.
That was mine.
Oh.
And the, I guess the Reservoir Dogs thing was the... Okay, yeah, you know, I just wrote those both in as generic crossbow messages. Like,
right.
Harvey Keitel wanders by and says, you know, it's on the kneecap thing. Jump the Shark says, have you ever heard of the thing where if you play a song backwards, you can hear evil messages? And then he gives a website with it. Oh, yeah. I grew up with that.
I grew up with people who seriously believed that, which was kind of sad.
When I first met Mr. Skullhead and he found out that I was into Dungeons & Dragons, he tried to talk me out of my demonic ways.
I so did not.
I know.
I did try to convert
I always get you
to
and
Christianity
Jack
once.
Confused.
I did once, I remember, try to convert you to Christianity, which was a brief, awkward, and abortive attempt.
Yeah. Let's see. Max Van says, which is more boring, plain pizza or boring spaghetti? I don't know. It's kind of a fight.
Yeah, I would have to say that boring spaghetti has got to be more boring than a plain pizza, because just noodles with basically ketchup on them. At least for the pizza, you get, in theory, some cheese.
Oh, wow. Somebody points out that ticks are supposed to have 8 legs.
How do you know he doesn't? So the first episode of the cartoon Tick, a guy sitting in a diner says, so you're the tick, huh? Ticks have 8 legs. And he says, how do you know I don't? So that's why we put that in there. Yeah, ticks suck blood. Do you suck blood? Listen, I got a straw right here. I'll suck your blood. I'll suck it right now.
Well, I had no idea that ticks had 8 legs. No, that was another variant, says Quietus. He's asking if that's another variant on the six-pack has 8 beers joke. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, oh God, yes.
BioSpark says, where did my NPZR just try to bite a skin flute? Kind of hoping he never tries to play it while he's up there. Hogulus says, so wait, the Clover change is now officially a straight-up nerf rather than a thorough adjustment of the mechanic? I like the system I thought was in place where everyone always gets some Clovers because it obliterated potential RNG screw from lack of Clover days while preventing spending ridiculous numbers on them on stuff like the gallery. But this change, as we now know it, makes people once again resort to farming for and stocking up on Clovers or otherwise being at the RNG's mercy. I don't know how this makes people more likely than if it didn't have the potential of making no Clovers available to stock up on Clovers. like you are basically. I don't know. You guys will see. They'll figure out the mechanism, and you'll be less pissed. I know that.
Yeah, I like what you said. The existing system was, on any given day, there are either infinite clovers or no clovers.
Yeah.
Which is not the best way to have it. I like that. Minor Annoyance says, on an episode of The X-Files, Charles Nelson Reilly used the term non-nonplussed in the context of being not perplexed.
Huh.
I can roll with that.
Zero says, my volleyball is holding a spoon. A spoon. A spoon.
Huh. How is the volleyball holding a spoon?
Well, we must have forgotten to mark it. What's it? Space only.
It is holding a spoon. Someone should do something.
I'm gonna. Spoo. Spoo. S-P-O-O-O. He said, what? What?
By the way, that isn't an exclamation point at the end. It's the linguistical representation of a glottal stop. So it's actually a spoon. Just
I
so
see.
You know.
Restrict to familiar. Aha. It's not restricted. Restrict to the jitterbug? Ah. I know. Bottle of perfume. Restrict to jitterbug. Lol. Okay. Well, that's fixed. Thank you, Cirrus, for pointing that out.
Yes, indeed.
Someone else says, come on, guys, give Hank his old place again. It's been too long since anything's happened.
That's true.
I think it might be time for, like, a municipal district that contains some of the stuff. I also feel like maybe Hank shouldn't show up for people with zero ascensions. Mm. Like, it could just be, like, a construction site or something. Robotman says, why doesn't the beer cartilage six-packify anything else? Because it's beer cartilage?
Yeah. It's not Mountain Stream cartilage.
Minor Annoyance says, can you make the use buff on player menu default to yourself after ascending? I just wasted 30 MP in hardcore on someone who isn't even me. Not by a long shot.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually no reason for the last spell and last skill stuff not to reset, I suppose. Disco Rabbi says, do you still have the old Helion image on file? I kind of want to see it. I don't believe so. I believe that those actually got edited and replaced. How did it come up that you were thinking about when that got changed?
Huh. When did that get changed?
And then weird Max Vance, it was a long time ago. Max Vance says, how about making a Clover adventure in the Deep Fat Friar's Gate, which would give some Hellion cubes? Eh. I don't know what we're going to do there. We haven't gotten to that part yet. Then he also says, Chick, about how many times do you get TP'd each day? It varies, but many. Many.
I keep getting wanged, which for someone like me only catches me when I'm being ironic.
Yeah, me too. You sound really stupid when you're trying to utter a phrase that has "ta" in it used ironically.
Yeah, and you end up with "OMG, you are the suck."
Yep. Yeah.
Instead of "ooh or ta suck."
The thing from Your Anus says, since Jick seems keen on adding things which make the game harder, it would be cool and realistic if bonus melee / elemental damage was added to fumbles. Another way to make combat a little more difficult would be to give attack spells a chance of misfiring, like a spell equivalent to fumble. I'm not keen on adding things that make the game harder. That's not ever what I want to do.
Adding things that require you to use more strategy. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, the game is not hard, and it's not gonna be hard, you know? Like, it's... I would say that I'm keen on adding things that make absolutely optimized play harder to do, because, you know, that's a sort of voluntary challenge that people are going after, so I should make it as challenging as I can. But, I don't know. The good thing about spells is that they always hit. So, there you go. He also says, since many combat items now have unique messages, perhaps using certain pairs of items or weapons simultaneously could yield a unique message. Let's we multiply the number of combat items. And well, you can't ever use a combat item and a weapon at the same round. Anyway, so
all we need to do is find all of the possible dual wield combinations with all of the weapons in the game, and then write maybe 5 funny messages for each of them.
Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome to send us a K-mail or something if you have some specific ones that would be really funny, and then maybe we'll think about it.
Southwest says, why can't you eat taco shells? They're just big tortilla chips, right? No, they're big tortilla chips folded in half, which is gross.
Why would you?
I used to eat plain taco shells all the time when I was a kid.
When we didn't have any tortilla chips and I wanted to make nachos, I would just kind of pulverize or fragmentate. Fragment, I guess. Is fragment a verb? I don't know. I would make them into smaller pieces and then put cheese on them.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why didn't you put the stairs switch in the gallery of Spooky Raven? Because we didn't want it to be in the gallery of Spooky Raven. SupiDirect37 says, hey, shouldn't the opening of Spooky Raven Manor not take an adventure? Kind of like the lab key doesn't take one? No. The Rum says, you can still send messages on bricks when you're banned. This seems like an oversight. Shouldn't it be changed? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure you should be able to TP people either. If you're banned.
Yeah, we should just shut off the whole curse script. Hogula says, now that Cheetos actually exist in the game, shouldn't attacking the darkness with magic missile give you some in addition to the Mountain Stream soda? Yes. And then Bahu also says something about that ticks have 8 legs. And
Well, I mean, we're rendering these things in a two-dimensional stylized art style, which he may have 2 more legs on the back of him.
Yeah. Ticks have wings, right? His wings are on the back of him. And they have tentacles, too. Or no, they just have 8 tickles.
Ha ha! Oh. You should give him 2 test tickles.
Walla Walla 23 says, any chance of a steal skill, maybe as a quest reward? You can steal stuff from your enemy before you defeat them. That's something we've been talking about in the dev forum for a long, long time. LSK says, how can you get colored pixels if KOL is black and white? How come you're asking so many questions?
It's not. It's a black and white picture of a color world.
Yeah.
Don't you ever read Calvin and Hobbes? Well, I would imagine that anyone under the age of, say, 20 might have less opportunity to encounter Calvin and Hobbes than we did.
Spaghetti Bat says, during the Naughty Sorceress fight, my familiar using the plastic pumpkin bucket doesn't ever seem to do any special attacks. Is this deliberate, or should that work and just doesn't for some reason? I believe it is deliberate. I believe it was turned off on the Sorceress fight. And, Griffin P says, Jick, I listened to last Thursday's show, and I think the reason you're not enjoying Nexus War is because you're not playing it well. If you want, I could K-mail you a quick guide. Now, I've read a lot more about it since my initial complaints, and I've gotten a little more into it. And I'm enjoying it. Everybody go play Nexus War. It's fun. It's at nexuswar.com.
And that's today's random plug of a game that is not Kingdom of Loathing.
Jump the Shark says, why does discard even exist? I feel if you really wanted to get rid of something, you would auto-sell it. Well, it was so that items that didn't have an auto-sell value could be gotten rid of. And I think the only way that something gets discard is if it would auto-sell for 0 meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I mean, things that have discard should probably be... I don't know. I can't imagine. The only time I ever see it is when we accidentally forget to give something an auto sell value. So I can't think of anything now that should have a 0 auto sell and still be discardable. Oh, no. Okay. But okay, I can think of one thing, but that's a dumb reason. Hogula says, are there any plans to make certain hats give bonuses to the headbutt skill? If not as much as that given by helmet turtles, pith helmets, and skull caps. In particular, the Goblin King's crown looks like it'd be quite nasty to get headbutted with, what with those spikes on it and all.
It's actually made of cardboard, though.
Yeah. Enchantlers, Viking helmets, and possibly antique helmets would also be effective headbutting headgear. Well, now that headbutting is affected by the power of the weapon, that's the bonus. It used to do a flat amount of damage. Now it depends on hat power.
Wow.
What?
Oh, thanks, Vineldar.
Yeah. Okay. I was about to buy a Cheshire Bitten when they were retired, so I had to buy one with a lot of meat. Then when the other thing's anniversary came up, I was going to buy an AD Demon because they're cool and useful, and they were about to not be available, so it was my last chance, but I got busy, and now you made more stuff, which are nowhere as cool as the first pair, and not as cool as the second pair. Is the fifth or sixth group just going to be empty white images with no descriptions or combat messages and just give you the stuff? Or maybe it would just say insert text here. Actually, that'd be kind of funny. Thank you for making a game I can rant to and fuck you, hippie. What I mean by that long thing is, I hate sauerkraut.
I think it's entirely in the eye of the beholder whether you like the new two as well as the old two.
I mean, I like the AD Demon probably better than any of the other six, mm-hmm. you know, but
I was thinking that the AD Demon had, what, 11 or 12 different attack messages?
That's true.
But then the Coffee Pixie didn't.
Right.
The Cheshire Bitten didn't. And none of the other three familiars had multiple attack messages, so I didn't feel bad about it, you know.
Yeah.
I think these, you know, they're cute pictures, and I think it's funny that it's a jitterbug and a nervous tick, and it allowed us to reference everything from Tom Robbins to Ben Edlund, so I thought it was, I think they were worthwhile, and
yeah.
People seem to agree, and, you know.
And plus, you know, now that they're unavailable and better than what we've got now, they're even betterer, so all the people who invested in them will make mad meats.
Right.
Ipecac the Nauseated says, isn't it pushing luck a little bit to do maintenance on the database server so close to the anniversary of White Wednesday?
Wow, so he misspells the hell out of anniversary, but then follows it up with sorry for the misspelling of anniversary and spells it correctly. Maybe he has some kind of mental block where he can't spell anniversary correctly the first time.
I think both Ipecac and Nauseated are misspelled in his name.
They are. Although, you know, if he were just going for something that sounded the same as Syrup of Ipecac,
yeah,
and was spelled more in the way you'd expect a warrior's name to be spelled. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on that, but Nauseated is definitely misspelled.
Cack. I hear you like the cack.
I have my old license plate. It was 976 cack. Not that that's interesting at all.
Boredom Man says, I was playing Apples to Apples the other day, and I won Magical with the Challenger Explosion, Sweet with Hiroshima, and Loud with Helen Keller.
It just means you had a good judge. If not a good judge of character. Alan C. says, shouldn't it be the obligatory Pirates apostrophe Cove rather than the obligatory Pirate apostrophe S Cove? Or is there a character somewhere named the obligatory Pirate who owns the Cove? You've got it.
No, but also, it's, I mean, what am I thinking of? It's not saying that the Cove belongs to that particular group of pirates. It's saying that it's just a cove that is a, like, you know, like the obligatory busman's holiday. It's not like a holiday that a bunch of busmen are taking. It's the phrase Pirate's Cove, which, you know, sure, it's singular. It's a Pirate's Cove.
Because it belongs to the idea of a pirate rather than individual pirates.
I'm trying to think of something other than busman's holiday that's actually like a noun. Like a, There's the Docker's Clutch from the Dark Tower series.
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. The obligatory Devil's Advocate. It's not the obligatory, an advocate for the obligatory devil.
It is a cove for each individual pirate.
I think in that case, there's only one.
What? There's more than one devil.
There's the devil you know. There's the devil that's in the details.
There's the one that owns that workshop where all the idle hands go.
Yeah, and there's the one that went down to Georgia.
They played that song in the comic shop the other day. That was...
Yeah, there's the devil with the blue dress on, and if it's the same devil as the one that went down to Georgia, it would just get the shit beaten out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Max Vance says, when you hit yourself in the head after the spam witch offers you 1 million meat to do so, how come you still take bad spelling damage? Since she isn't hitting you, you are. You want to explain that, Mr. Spellman?
Yeah, because you're under her influence, and she is a creature of the Valley of Wrath and Vow. Right. It's still her attack, because you wouldn't have hit yourself without her.
Southwest says, when the sorceress has moved to level 13, will we get new quests and or new zones, or will it just be a matter of kicking her back? Oh, well, you'll have to kick her front, too. In fact, you'll have to kick her on all sides to defeat her.
And you'll have to cut off her feet.
There will be tons and tons of new stuff.
Yeah.
Southwest says, also along the lines of NS13, what will happen to ex-hardcore players who've beaten the Naughty Sorceress and freed the King but not ascended when the change rolls out? Will they be sent back into hardcore? I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Let's say, for the sake of my bladder, we take a break.
Alrighty.
So, let me pull up the right program to take a break. We'll see you in about 10 minutes. If I can find... There it is. Alright, see you in 10.
Close, break them down, build them back up with your bones. Take these tattered boxes they used to hold your clothes. Break them down, build them back up with you. Now all you do is construct a mess. You're dead to me if love is death. Your memory with nothing to show. Well, well, well. Is being a kiss on relationships then? Or maybe I could use a break. She smiles. Sing, sing, sing. I love, love, I love.
And we're back, although neither of us are back in black. I'm back in asphalt, and I think Jick is back in some kind of blue gingham. I don't know, can guys wear gingham, or is it just a kind of a straight-up plaid when a guy's wearing it?
I think this is just plaid.
Okay.
I am plaid clad.
You're a plaid clad lad.
I am. Gad. Egad. I'm a plaid clad lad, Dad.
That ain't bad.
Ow, my nads.
What, you somehow hurt yourself in the Australian hair removal product?
Gorblack says, will decreasing combat adventures through the Ring of Conflict, Fresh Scent, and Sonata of Sneakiness help me find Immateria? Yes.
Why, yes. That is precisely the kind of thing for which those things are useful.
Gorblax also says, resting in a tiny house in Final Fantasy games won't make your KO'd party members recover. I demand that you nerf the tiny houses so they don't heal beaten up. And make sure to tell everyone I told you to do that.
You demand? You demand, Pewdiepie?
No,
Mortal?
You demand.
Oh, man. Man. Enemy lose that. Well, since Gorblack suggested it, we are free to not do it. So that's good.
Yep.
Enemy Lasagna says, if you use the butcher knife on a drunken rat, you should get the rat's tail. Well, it's not a blind... It's not a blind mouse. It's also not a blound mice.
It hasn't been blound by staring into the sun.
And it's definitely not a blonde moose. Yeah. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, have you ever heard of the nerdcore artist Jonathan Colton? You would really like his songs, Code Monkey and Re Your Brains. I haven't heard either of those, but I've heard the Fractal song and his cover of Baby Got Back, which impressed me a lot and failed to impress Jake at all. So.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. He's like a friend of John Hodgman, and he played guitar accompaniment for the hour-long reading of the 700 hobo names from John Hodgman's book.
Oh. Which, that's something that I don't think is funny at all.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was funny for maybe the first 20.
Oh, well, right. Okay, that itself. I thought you meant the book in general. Mm. I mean, it was one of those things I think would be funny to read.
Yeah.
But, you know, waiting for him to say it.
And back to you, Jake.
Sorry.
Oh, you're still finding your place.
Yeah. That was the thing about Jonathan Colton. Okay. Mm-hmm. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, would it be possible to make equipment that gave resistance and plus damage of a particular element? You'd have to make a call as to whether to use it for defense or plus damage.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess so. That, like, something that gave you stench resistance and gave stench damage would tend to not be useful in the same place at the same time.
Right. So, yeah, maybe not.
Okay. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, if you eat the Turkish Delight, there should be an effect that changes Seaside Town to Constantinople for 5 turns.
That's kind of funny.
That is funny. Gorblax asks if the Travolton trousers give you a discount on the curative nostrum and fizzy invigorating tonic. If not, they should.
Those are more services than products.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Leomard says, I think it would be interesting if the Hedge Maze puzzle was randomized on each ascension run. Throw some more RNG and some required thought into it. I made an exhaustive list of all solvable hedge mazes. There's 36 in total.
Yeah, Armac actually suggested that a long time ago and came up with, like, 9 options of ones using the same parts that could be done. But yeah, neat. I'll have to, we'll have to look at that, and maybe we can use that specific code. Have Xeno rewrite the way that works. Strong Bad Van EX says, Jick should automatically be on your friends list when you create an account, because we have to make every effort to be like MySpace.
Yeah, we do.
Jeez. He also says, the Jarlsberg holiday should be a gigantic toilet paper slash brick war. Imagine the chaos. But that's not like any real holidays.
Well, it's kind of like the 4th of July in Prescott. I think long skinny balloon combined with soda water should make a water balloon. Although I think a water balloon that was filled to capacity with carbonated water would do something interesting in real life.
Huh.
I mean, could you shake it up enough that the balloon would explode?
I don't know. Could you make it so heavy that you couldn't lift it?
I don't know.
I mean, probably. I can't. You know, they probably make balloons big enough that if they were filled with water, it would be more than the 10 or 12 pounds I'm capable of lifting.
Well, your average hot air balloon, I would imagine, were it filled with hot water. Or cold water, really.
Yeah, really.
Although, hey kids, hot water is heavier than cold water.
That's why it freezes faster.
Both are heavier than Barry Goldwater. I still have a book of, like, fun science for kids that has the experiment. Put an ice cube tray full of really hot water and one of cold water in your fridge. Notice the hot water freezes first.
I mean, the one explanation I read that would make that plausible is if the water lost enough mass in excess, like steam generated, because it was so hot when you put it in there,
uh-huh.
You know, that it would the mass of the hot water would be reduced to the point where it would be less water and therefore freeze faster.
Although it's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I never actually tried it. Fred Levi said, who said? Pachinko had said, hey, Jick, happy Thanksgiving, eh? And then Fred Levi says, happy Thanksgiving, Jick, or happy Canadian Thanksgiving. Why do Canada and the States celebrate Thanksgiving on different days, anyways? Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving anyway. Well, we have different things to be thankful about. We are thankful that the Lord gave us the righteousness necessary to poison and brutally murder a continent full of people and take their land.
Right.
I don't know what Canadians have to be thankful for. Really nothing.
Yeah, really.
I remember Mike Myers talking about being on some cowboy show in Canada and how it was weird because Canada doesn't really have like a mythology associated with the opening of their West because they just kind of went there.
Right. There was a headline on FARC that said something, because it's Columbus Day here. So it said, happy vilifying of ancient explorers by applying modern standards of ethics to them day.
Right.
Which, that's always been my beef with the people who put up the wanted Columbus for genocide posters.
Yeah.
Just, for fuck's sake, we don't celebrate him because he committed atrocities when he got here. We celebrate him because he had the balls to sail over what could have been the edge of the world. And so it's kind of more an idea, that we're celebrating rather than a specific act.
No, I only celebrate it because of him killing all the Indians.
Oh, okay.
I mean, feather Indians, not red dot Indians.
Yeah.
Did he kill any red dot Indians?
I don't think so, because he never actually went to red dot India. Or red stripe Jamaica. So one entertaining side effect of the sour Pez is just bright blue spit for hours.
Neat. I would not eat it because it's blue raspberry, and do not like the blue raspberry.
Sam, I am.
Commander Wiggin says, is Spooky Raven Manor going to be the home of one of the new quests once NS13 rolls out? It's going to be the home of part of a new quest. Let's see. Splatch says, if KOL was ever offered its own cartoon show, what would you want it to be like? I don't know that I would want something like that to be.
I think it could be done by somebody who grew up watching Dungeons & Dragons cartoons and wanted to make fun of the kind of He-Man, She-Ra, the crappy fantasy cartoons of our youth in a way that was more for grown-ups than for children. I think that would be kind of funny. But I'm always more willing than you are to sell us out.
Wow, what the hell? You know, again, don't like certain aspects of Firefox.
It's just too goddamn easy to use.
No, No, it's not. Man, Internet Explorer, when you if you're halfway down a page and you refresh, it finds the spot where you were and puts you back there. Which, granted, under some circumstances might be undesirable behavior, but yeah, damn it. It was handy.
Like, I would refresh and then just type /pack, and that would get me to
No, I know, and I did /count, parentheses star, you know, like, but having to do that every time is irritating, because you have to find something that you think is going to be, like, unique-ish, which, granted, it's not that hard, you know, I'm a smart kid, I can figure it out, but wouldn't it be easier to just hit refresh?
I don't know, I just said the two things that I like better on Firefox are the find command, the way it opens the little bar down at the bottom, etc. And also the when you're in a drop-down box and you want to select, say, the radio-free whatever, you can just type radio and it'll highlight that instead of getting jump to R, jump to A, jump to D.
That's true. That's much nicer. I don't understand why Internet Explorer doesn't do that, because Windows does that in, like, a file explorer.
Yeah.
So I know they have the technology.
They could rebuild it. And if they rebuild it, we will come again. Yeah, so I've been playing with these random hedge mazes, and they're kind of entertaining.
Oh, wow, he actually has them up where you can play with them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
It also knows whether you wandered and got the key before you try for the exit.
Yeah.
If nothing else, that's a very impressive site that you built here. Leomard? Lombard? Carol Lombard? The lumbar region?
Jump the Shark says, Arg, where's the eyewash? Some troll sent me a page that had a pic of an anime girl being raped by a giant cockroach. Save me, dev team. Get Xeno to erase my memory hard drive. The Gunrun says, in the Lord of the Rings movies, what causes Frodo's sword to glow blue? Proximity to orcs.
Yes.
Is that like a trivia question?
What did we win?
My wife bought a letter opener that's a replica of Sting in letter opener size.
Does it watch her every move she makes
it
and
does.
Every breath she takes?
It does. I insist that she refer to it as Sting. If she says, where's my letter opener? I pretend not to know what she's talking about. Unless she says, where is Sting?
It could be that letter opener does glow in proximity to orcs, and that's just a feature that will never be used.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it does. Oh, wait, I see. It is the Gunrun just asking us a bunch of trivia questions. Play Havoc says, where is the Raido to Lycion to?
You what?
Gamelli says, so whatever happened to old Cristobal Colon anyway?
Well, he can't come and discover the kingdom again, because he did that last year. Unless, in our mythology, he has a serious short-term memory deficiency.
It's like Memento.
Yeah, he's trying to find a new continent and who killed his wife.
Di Vernon says, weird shit happens when people try to change clan titles, which I read as weird shit happens when people try to change clan titties, and I was like, hey, this game is awesome. Steve Z says, how do you decide whether or not a change or addition is too complicated or unbalanced, etc.? Well, I don't know. I mean, listen to what the community says, listen to what the dev team says.
And then ignore all of their advice and do whatever the hell we want. As usual.
The chat says, is the Nervous 6 familiar equipment supposed to be equipable to all familiars? No!
And it no longer is.
No longer is. Kozlo says, you butter believe it. Somebody earlier said, you margarine believe it.
And it's nice to see that non-joke evolving and becoming funny.
We used him, I can't believe it's not butter today.
Could you believe? Because I've never had any trouble believing it's not butter.
Well, yeah.
Because it doesn't taste anything like butter at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually sort of prefer it to regular butter.
Well, yeah, but have you ever gone, is this butter? Like, is this a dairy product, or was this made with vegetable oil? I can't tell.
Ultra Doug says, love this game. New content makes me happy. Any room for a new class? Thanks. Rock on. No, I don't think that there will be a new class ever. Not in this game. Dark Half says, someone beat the Tower Monsters. What do you think of that? I think the Sparrows are coming back. Or something. I saw that. That's interesting. I should probably give them more hit points.
Didn't we say that if somebody ever beat them?
Yeah. Let's see. The Tristero says, three of the four classic movie monsters in the Spooky Woods have item drops. Now that we have a silver weapon in the game, doesn't it make sense for the last one to drop something too? I don't get why that would... Or at least revert to its human form. They don't all have special drops. I mean, I can see how you could do extra damage to the werewolf with the silver.
Yeah. Maybe that should be an enchantment, like the plus 10 attack on lions. And extra damage to werewolves, but not werewolves.
Pesco Bandito links to a comic. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do anything with that link. I'm going to run Notepad and then paste it in there.
Yeah, I'll talk and you read.
What?
I just read it while you were talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really need to make it so links in Radio Bugbear show up as goddamn links, because this is obnoxious.
Yeah.
I do this all the time. You get to go through and... That's weird. When did Dork Tower get archived on GameSpy?
I do not know. Let's see.
He hates the internets.
Spinnernet says, can I please get a way to remove myself from a whitelist? Random whitelisting is annoying. You could just pretend that you weren't on their whitelist. Is there a place where you can see all the clans?
There is. On the clan recruiter page, there is.
I see.
Hey, I think I might have run into Spinnernets in Nexus War. Spinnernets, do you have a character in Nexus War named Spinnernets? Because if so, I saw you the other day, and then you probably killed me. Because that seems to be what happens. Strong Bad Fenix says, there seemed to be a pretty large outcry over fortune cookies in Chase Nute. What is your opinion on the matter? Well, I mean, my opinion was that I went in and made it so that won't happen again. Asked this before, said Surisi, but didn't hear the answer. Have either of you read Paradise Lost by John Milton? If so, it would help me understand a reference. I never have.
I've read as much of it as shows up in, say, Neil Gaiman or Cemetery Pratchett stuff, so I've read enough references to Paradise Lost that I can make a couple of Paradise Lost references, if need be. And I know that the reason why Al Pacino's name is John Milton in The Devil's Advocate is because of Paradise Lost. Which, given that we have a couple of movie channels that just show the same old movies over and over, I've seen Devil's Advocate 3 or 4 times in the past month.
I've never seen it.
It's an extremely underrated movie. It does feature Keanu Reeves trying to have a southern accent, but it's really kind of good.
Who else is in it?
Yeah, Al Pacino as the devil, Keanu Reeves, Charlize Theron, who, if you see that movie, then you'd know who Charlize Theron is.
Oh, okay. I think I finally figured it out.
There's a lot of titties in that movie.
Are there?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Charlize Theron titties?
Some, yeah.
Would you go so far as to say 2?
Yep. A number between 1 and 3.
None.
Choose wisely.
Geriatric Young Thing says, Tajik, what's the deal with this pie? I can't get it out of my hair, and sometimes when the neighbors look in my window, they laugh and scream simultaneously because I am ferocious while at the same time sexy.
Did I miss a meeting?
Yeah, you lost me at, what's the deal with this pie? Natiner says, hey JNS, I'm going to Ren Faire on Thursday, and I was wondering what I should wear. Any ideas? I would say a tunic, or perhaps some breeches.
Or a doublet. Or is that pronounced doublé?
I think it's pronounced catchy.
I always wanted to go to the Ren Faire as a leper. But instead I just went as a social leper, which I kind of went everywhere like that during high school. And it wasn't as accurate to the period.
If you were a leper and also William Shatner's nemesis. You might say that you were a leprechaun.
Come on.
Yeah. Jorn says, will there ever be another Mr. Store item similar to the Grimoire of Hilarious Summoning? I don't know. Yeah, something else that was maybe something in the Grimoire of actually useful item summoning. Ratstabber says, 2JNS, have you guys given any thought to an auction house? Kind of an in-between the mall and auto sell. To get it out of trade, the Mafia Penguins could run it. I believe that I would prefer an auction house to the flea market. It hasn't gotten to the point where there were really compelling enough reasons to decide one way or another. I mean, I kind of asked in the forums once, I'm like, hey, you know, what do you guys think? And then the forums were like, we think this, we think that, we think to other. My one issue with it is the flea market, especially now that the flea market is organized. I mean, basically, the facelift that I gave to the flea market a while back bought us a lot of time that we don't have to think about the auction house thing. It's the ability to search items by category is something that, like, the auction house in World of Warcraft, say, I feel like is a big advantage over the flea market in KOL. So I gave the flea market the ability to be searched by category. I mean, really, it's you can't search it. It's kind of limited to viewing things by category. I believe that I recently added another. I added like a familiar section to it or something, and moved those things out of the section that they used to be in. The miscellaneous section, the size of the miscellaneous section bugs me a little bit. The advantage that the flea market has over an auction house in terms of just giving people an idea of what things are available is that the flea market only ever shows one of anything, whereas lists of auctions, if you were looking for booze, there would be, you know, 400 instances, 400 auctions of the first alphabetical booze, and then 500 of the second one, you know, so it'd be harder and harder to actually look through it, unless we gave it a, you know, only show the cheapest of any given item or whatever, but then you wouldn't be able to do the thing that I think a lot of people would want to do, which would be to just bid on a lot of auctions simultaneously.
Right.
So it would be, I think it would sort of damage the one advantage the flea market has right now, which is that it sort of, and I don't want to say it spoils stuff for people, but it gives people an idea of what kind of items are out there. You know, the adding the familiar section I think was good because people can go in there and they can say, oh, well, I wonder how I get that. You know, okay, I either spend the meat on it, or I figure out how to make it, or I look up how to make it myself. So, yeah. That's how I feel about that.
Heard.
What did I add? I don't know if there's any other sensible way to divide that up. There's already, you know, miscellaneous potions, combat items, familiars.
And if it's essentially divided the same way as the inventory, I think that's as good as we can get it.
It's divided the same way as the inventory, but with, I mean, the inventory doesn't have that familiar for sale thing.
Right.
Wow, potato sprout in there for 770 meat. And a baby killer bee for 770 meat. That's crazy. Crazy. Familiars are so cheap in the flea market. Everything is so cheap in the flea market, man. I guess everything's cheap in the mall, too. I guess some stuff is more expensive in the flea market than it is in the mall.
What we're trying to say is that things in the mall and the flea market have a range of different prices.
Yeah, they're very different.
Batty Mother 4000 says, for the next few months, are you still looking to create a new familiar mechanic, or will we begin to see some familiars of the month functionally identical to older ones, such as the Dark Jill, Crimbo Elf, and Hand Turkey? I would say that we're not in any danger of having to recycle any content yet.
Yeah, that's kind of a last-ditch thing for us.
Yeah, I have to also take issue seeing the discussion in the thread about the new Mr. Store familiars. There are people who insist on referring to familiars by their larval form. So they talk about the CADD demon and the Dark Jill and they, you know, the nervous tick egg, but, you know, the familiar itself is not a calm attention deficit demon, it's an attention deficit demon.
Yeah, I always kind of forget, like, I always think of Dark Jill as being, it's a dark Jill-O-Lantern, like, dark evil, you know, but it's really not, it's just a Jill-O-Lantern. Yeah.
Because what makes it special is it's female.
Right.
Therefore, not a jack-o'-lantern. So how many female familiars are there?
I don't know.
Not too many. The chameleon is, for sure. I think some of the gravy fairies are. The Jill-O-Lantern and the Jitterbug.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's fun to throw that in every now and again.
Bunny Fandler says, about how long will the countdown until NS-13 be? Because to me, the 5 days before Ascension was fine then, but way too quick now. It'll be at least 1 day, so don't worry. Klimtalk says, why do people ruin brownies by putting walnuts in them? I don't know.
Yeah,
why
Jesus.
Do, you know, really, why did the nature of reality decide to ruin the Earth by putting walnuts on it? Is what I want
to
know.
If I am in the mood to eat a walnut, then I'll have one, but having it in anything else, be it brownie or salad, is just kind of...
Oh, God, I need a fucking carrot cake. There is nothing... Yeah. There are very few things better than carrot cake, but there are very few things worse than carrot cake with goddamn walnuts in it. At least on brownies, the walnuts are usually on top, you know, so you can tell. You don't get all excited about some fucking carrot cake until you take the first bite of it, and then you think, well, god damn it, this would be so good without the walnuts that maybe it's worth it for me to kind of crumble it all up and pick the walnuts out, and then you're like, no, because I'm just going to look like an asshole and get all messy.
It's kind of like if you go to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving dinner and they serve the stuffing with the fucking apple slices in it. It's like, stuffing, one of the tastiest things on the planet. And then, oh, you put fruit in it. Apple slices and raisins. Thank you so much. I'm thankful for you not knowing what good things taste like.
I'm thankful that I now know not to come back here next year.
Yep.
I've never actually experienced that, but I think that would be pretty gross. I don't really like stuffing all that much anyway.
Except when they have...
Enter the Wumpus says, so, should we expect the game to be broken as of later tonight, what with this maintenance happening? And before you ask, maintenance is where you work on something in the clit.
I see.
Enter the Wumpus says, I would like to take some KOL images and make them into a mood icon set for Live Journal. Have I your blessing? Sure. As long as you don't sell it. Jack Vermicelli says, why does my shirt slot always stay labeled while my accessory slots don't when empty? Could the shirt slot be changed for aesthetic value? Well, the reason that I didn't do that was, I don't know, how does the offhand slot work?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't see it until you have something to put in it. Yeah, I mean, the reason that you don't see the accessory slots until you have something to put in them is because I don't want people to look at it right off the bat and think, accessories, what the hell are accessories? You know, I mean, I want that to be revealed when you actually find one, which is kind of later in the game. Maybe not, though. There's the hobo gloves. I mean, it's an item drop that you find, though. So I like kind of revealing that mechanic when there's something to go into it. But with shirts, I mean, by the time you've got that, you know how the game works, and, you know, there's kind of... The reason that I never did it with accessories also, the other reason, is that it's a little goofy if, like, you have accessory slot 1, accessory slot 2, and accessory slot 3, and you have something in the first slot, but you don't know that it's not... Or you have something in the second slot, so it's like accessory 1 blank, accessory 2 this thing, accessory 3 blank. Because you don't need to know that, really. Unless you have the account menu thing turned on. Right? I don't know. The Rum says, have you heard someone one-shotted the first form of the Naughty Sorceress? Yeah, I saw that today.
Wow, so the way this guy beat the tower monster was with a, looks like a tuned spell at level 82.
Yep, I saw that.
So, I don't think that's going to happen very often.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen in leaderboard runs. So.
Yes.
Senor Random says, so tonight's the long-ass rollover, eh? Is that because you're too stuffed from a non-Canadian Thanksgiving dinner? Huh? Is that it?
What do Canadians eat on Thanksgiving? Like back bacon and...
It's Canadian turkey, which is actually pork chops.
A bald eagle. Because, well, the turkey is the state, the national bird of Canada. And Christians can't see dogs.
Alan C. says, so what exactly is the difficulty in making an outfit with three accessories? Like the technical reason. I'm a PHP programmer. Well, the technical reason we can't do it now is because the code for custom outfits is set up to only store one accessory. So, I mean, it's not... a significant chunk of it would have to be rewritten just because of the way that it works when it's like checking to see whether or not you have something equipped to see whether it needs to equip something already. Mm. It would just get a little trickier because it, since there's more than, you know, it's possible that there's more than one item that could go in the same slot, which is like slot and spot. Joe Rowe 1 says, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself? Andrew the Wumpa says, when you use the dictionary, could the game pull a random word out of its ass along with the definition for said word? Well, it would just always be when you fuck someone in the clit.
Yeah.
Because that's how all of the dictionaries in KOL are urban dictionaries. Rifarama says, why don't item damage bonuses apply when using disco face stab? Because you pull out a different knife to stab them.
And my axe.
Saucerer says, how to draw Baron von Ratsworth facing the camera? Just find some furry porn and mentally eliminate 90% of the picture.
That seems like a last-ditch solution.
Yeah. MechMaster621 says, could it be possible for more one-day Mr. Store items? Eh.
Even if we do that again, we will never, ever tell you in advance.
Yep. Geriatric Young Thing says, while listening to this show, I proceeded to spill red paint on my desk. Now my desk is red because I went ninja and spread the paint about with socks. Cause, you know, if there's one thing ninjas do, it's spread paint around with socks.
Yes.
I've heard that's why they're so deadly. You'd come home and there would be, like, just a sloppy paint all over your house, and you're like, oh, man, we got attacked by ninjas. One Ton Tomato says, I'm starting to play Nexus War. What did you learn that was helpful? Oh, I learned that... actually earning XP is important. And that, yeah, that there are some... You need to really carefully read the starting skills and read about which ones tend to give you the opportunity to get XP early on. So what I did... The highest level character I have right now is focused entirely on healing, which is seems to be, to me, to be the easiest and cheapest way to earn experience. So, yeah, that's it. Moonshay says, hey Scully, glad to see I'm not the only grammar geek here.
So you're not the only grammar geek at all.
Peregrine KT says, gah, flounders, not groupers, have eyes on one side. Their eyes migrate across as they grow. They're born with eyes on both sides.
That's interesting. It's just like people. That's why Picasso's pictures look like that. He only drew really old people.
Right. And were groupers.
Yes.
I mean, were flounders. Sorry, Peregrine KT.
So Flounder from The Little Mermaid is just going to get freakier and freakier looking as he gets older?
Yarrick the Real Bad says, given the pains you go through to make the game seem non-violent, e.g. meat from monsters is not from their bodies, etc., I have to object to the blood-oozing messages that some of the weapons now give. No. In KOL, blood is not actually important.
Right.
The monsters are always very glad to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because it allows them to more effectively take a nap after combat.
Well, just blood is just kind of the symptom of having something horribly wrong with you. So. Yeah. It's also, since we're in kind of a medieval society, bloodletting actually makes you better.
Yeah, it makes you healthier.
And if you bleed us, are we not pricks?
Num Eric says, the chatbot still only tells us the hermit has clovers on. Yes, not how many he has. Oversight or planned? Well, really neither. Chatbot is entirely Fnord's deal. I would imagine, though, that it's given the way that it works, and it's amazing to me that this has been brought up, and is one of those things. Riff and I were talking about this today. We always get excited whenever somebody in a forum thread posts, hey, maybe it's, and then posts exactly how something works, and then somebody else immediately posts some, like, inaccurate bullshit that proves that guy wrong, and everybody just accepts it. Yeah. It would be tricky for Chatbot to report to someone how many clovers the hermit had in a given day for a couple of reasons. Phoenix says, isn't there already a way to tell who has bleated you? You know, like by trying to message them? Yeah, good point. Whoever that was that wanted to know who bleated them, just send a message to every single player and print out a big list, and then you can make check marks by the ones that... You know, though, then you'll have to make another pass because of all the ones that bleat you because of that message.
Right.
And then, really, again, basically you just keep iterating through the player base until everyone has bleated you. It's like a bubble sort.
So we're talking about trying to figure out what specific person bleated you rather than who has you bleated?
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, no. Not at all.
Istanbul says, have any of the males on the asymmetric staff ever exposed themselves to a midget? If so, did the midget think their genitals were enormous? I did expose myself to Tiny Elvis once, and he said, look at those things. Those things are huge.
And then I said, he sure is, Tiny Elvis.
I mean, everybody that's ever seen my genitals thought that they were enormous. Mm. They are, in fact, of extraordinary magnitude.
Suri says, will con ever come to Canada? The only con that we run is the one in Phoenix, and all those other cool get-togethers that people do are entirely someone deciding to have one. So if you want to have a Canadian con, you should plan one.
I mean, it would come, I guess if Phoenix ever came to Canada, then con would have come to Canada. You know, like Burnham Wood coming to Dunsinane.
Right.
So, like, I guess if people cut down some cactuses and hid behind them as they slowly moved up into Canada to take over their castle.
All the while going, ouch, ouch, ouch,
yeah.
Ouch. I was from my womb untimely ripped, though. So
were you?
Well, no.
You were from your own womb untimely
yeah,
ripped?
Yeah, which is really fucking weird.
Yeah. They ripped you from your womb because you didn't pay the rent. Noip says, have you guys heard the joke about the three holes in the ground? No? Well.
That's almost as good as the two drums in a cymbal fall off a cliff, but I'm pumped.
Yeah. Let's see. Senor Random says, wait, you mean so it's soggy waffle, not soggy waffle like a bad typo of wolf? Damn, now I'm retarded.
Oh yeah, now you're retarded.
Sephiroth says, after playing Guitar Hero for extended periods of time, my wrist tingles whenever I try to move it. Should I be concerned? No, that tingling means that it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't kill your wrist, therefore it makes it stronger. Mama S says, ticks are arachnids, and like their spider cousins, have eight legs.
Yeah, but the ticks never write their spider cousins, and they never come to any of the family reunions. Which is probably okay, because they would just not bring anything for the potluck, and they would drink everybody else's beer and eat all the food. Because they're parasites.
Ron says, I find it very difficult to eat hard-shell tacos because it's fucking sideways. Damn Mexicans and their bad engineering. Just kidding. Please don't yell at me, people.
Wasn't there that Taco Bell commercial for a while with the taco neck syndrome? Which came from cocking your head at an angle to eat tacos.
Well, at least it wasn't tacoing your head at an angle to eat cocks.
Yep. How do you taco your head?
Well...
Wow, you're the toast of the town and the talk of your head.
Ryoland says, Jick, what compelled you to make this awesome game? The power of Christ.
Yep.
The power of Christ compels me to do everything.
You can never say the power of Christ compels you once, though. You have to say it over and over.
Right,
and
right,
over.
Right, right. Yeah. Speaking of your mother tacos her neck in hell. Let's see. Mazapan says, do the internal mechanics of the game consider the pixels dropped in the inexplicable door adventures to be meat or items? Items.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Just well, advantage. I guess if you considered meat to be part of the monster's body, then it would make sense to wonder if pixels worked
right.
as meat.
Yeah. Wait, did somebody say something about... What did you say about Calvin and Hobbes that's got everybody talking? Natiner says, I am 15 and love Calvin and Hobbes. Ryle then says, hey, I'm 19 and I've read Calvin and Hobbes. Oh, you said if you were under 26 that...
I said if you were under 20, you would probably have less encounters with Calvin and Hobbes than we do.
You mean fewer encounters with Calvin and Hobbes, Mr. I-know-what-nonplussed means?
I actually do know less and fewer, I just wasn't paying attention.
No, I know. I do that all the time and then correct myself.
We need less idiocy and fewer idiots around here.
Wood Dog says, will we ever know why the number 11 is so ridiculous it's not even funny? Yep, you can... Actually, you probably can't search the forums, but... do a search for the song Time Zones by Negative Land. let's see. The Devirginizer says, unless I was not paying attention very well, the Pumpkin Bucket has been working against the Naughty Sorceress. Since the damage comes across as physical and familiars get debuffed, it's not a huge amount, but against the NS, all damage is good, nay? Yeah. If Xeno didn't specifically make it not work against the Sorceress, then it does. The Pumpkin Bucket... I know you made it not work against tower monsters and the shadow, right?
It
but
should
it should work against the source. Okay, well, that
hasn't. But familiars also act much fewer times, much fewer.
Many fewer. Yeah.
It's a far, far, many fewer thing I do.
Actually, though, the percentage, the proportion of time that the pumpkin bucket fires wouldn't get affected by that debuff. The amount of damage would be,
yeah.
But it's not on the familiar acting counter. Maybe.
Well, it checks the acting variable to see if it's if you're acting.
Well, right, but no, it's not. It doesn't. It checks the acting variable, but the acting variable means that you are acting. That's to prevent your familiar from firing if you are twiddling your thumbs or something.
Well, if the sorceress bitch slaps your skill out of the way, that.
The thing is, I don't know if the pumpkin bucket actually checks the acting flag. I don't.
It does.
Oh, okay. Oh, because it wasn't. All right. So. Well, all right. Okay.
Sure.
Wood Dog says, is there a reason that Columbus Day was not observed today? Our decision to do something for Columbus Day last year was really spur of the moment and arbitrary. So, yeah.
It's not something that you should expect to happen every day. Or every holiday.
Ron says, I was playing apples to apples and my douchebag judge matched smooth with silk instead of criminal. Fucking dumbass didn't know Michael Jackson did anything other than rape.
Which is...
That's funny.
It would have been worse if your judge had said, I hate Alien Ant Farm, so I'm not going to give you smooth criminal.
Mm.
Yeah, kids these days.
Ron says, there's the devil in Daniel Johnson, or whatever that thing was called.
The devil in Daniel Webster.
Daniel Webster, yeah. Inferno Hero says, who would win in a fight between you two?
I think we've firmly established that I would win in a fight between us two kind of by default.
I would hit you and then go, ow, and go home because I hurt my hand.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Vostok says, why do ranged weapons seem to fumble twice as often? I don't know. Are you using ranged weapons twice as often as melee weapons?
Hester Prince says, can you create some kind of dead rat in a raincoat? Maybe a familiar a la Sideways Stories from Wayside School. I'm glad that somebody else in this world has read Sideways Stories from Wayside School.
What is it?
It's, like, young adult fiction. Like, really bizarre dataist young adult fiction. And at one point there's a kid who comes in and smells really bad and is really rude to the teacher, and the teacher takes off the kid's coat because the kid won't take it off, and under the coat is another coat, and under that coat's another coat, which continues for maybe 20 layers, and then it turns out that it wasn't a kid, it was a dead rat.
Huh.
It's a really entertaining book, which I now have to hunt down.
No, the same guy who wrote Holes, really. That was a good movie. Holes
was
a good movie. Yeah.
See, I went to rent that, but I got a completely different movie than I was expecting, and it's probably because I went to the porn store instead of the Blockbuster.
Bruce Italia says, Ram should drop ramekins. I love that word. So do I. I also like the word snarfblat, which is what I use for the variable in the that stores the number of the adventure so that it fucking Norton Internet Security doesn't think it's an advertisement because I use the letters ADV. Because when I learned the word ramekin was when I worked, my very first job was washing dishes at this barbecue restaurant, and that what everybody called the monkey dishes, this new owner bought the restaurant and started calling them ramekins. And I'm like, is that really what those things are called? And he was like, No, I just made it up just now. I was going to call them snarfblats, but then I decided ramekin sounded better. He was a smart ass. But, yeah. Anyway, Ram should drop ramekins. Then you could combine them with a masculine item, like a kilt, to make a ram mannequin.
Wow.
You know what I would really like is a mannequin shaped like Ram Man? From He-Man. You wouldn't be able to put any clothes on it, because that guy was, like, twice as wide as he was tall. But, man.
No,
it was his feet. His whole torso. His legs, like, kind of went up inside his torso on springs, and then he'd push the button, and he would pop out.
And he would ram. Man. Someone wrote me and said, West Side Stories from Wayside School is the book you're thinking of. No. It is in fact, Sideways Stories from Wayside School. Wow, there's a set of three books, and I can get them for $10, and what? I'm about to. I'm also about to warm it up.
Wrath of Bob asks if our parents ever used the old get a real job shtick. No, I think mostly our parents are just confused. Hogula says, if you change the hedge maze puzzle, for the love of God, don't make it like one of those annoying sliding tile puzzles. That would make me a sad panda. I love that, just adding a 15 puzzle for no reason. Like,
and then they top, like, half the population,
and
it just drops off.
Yeah, because
I think we should do
a 99 puzzle.
It's gotta be a perfect square.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean,
10 by 10.
Perfect square minus one.
Yeah, the missing square would be the bitch. Because you would have 99 tiles.
But no way. Math says, Mr. Skullhead, the notion of a flat planet was largely disproven by Columbus's time, as you could observe the top of a large boat appear on the horizon before you could see the rest. No. That's because once a boat got far enough out from shore, it would turn into a submarine.
Right.
And they all knew that.
And, but I fucking know that, but still, how many people went out and did it, even though they knew the world was round?
Well, Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah, well, hey, yeah. He went out there, but...
And, like, the Vikings.
Vespucci Day wouldn't have quite the ring to it.
You know, Vespa Day would be fun, like, where everybody got a Vespa.
Yeah.
Man.
Some kind of Italian Santa Claus just... rides in and leaves everybody Vespas.
Yeah. Ciao. Ciao.
If you have trouble with your inner ear, then no.
And Vandalay says, people already knew the Earth was round in Columbus's time. His real accomplishment was convincing someone to fund his travels, but the greatest trick he ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Right. And he never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy.
It's true.
Wait, that was Superman. I confuse Columbus and Superman a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Columbus was the one that's affected by Krypton.
Yeah. Well, I remember that one comic where Superman came over and killed a bunch of natives because they wouldn't give him gold.
Oh, boy. Inferno Hero says, will you create a number one day?
Sure.
I don't think that I will create a number one day, because I think all of the numbers have sort of already been created.
Also, we don't really want a day where everybody just pays
It's number one day. Xenophobe for the win.
Gotta say that's preferable to the number two day.
Right. I don't know. I would think that feces would be a lot easier to clean off a sofa. Because it wouldn't soak into the cushions.
Well, wow. That's assuming solid
right.
from everybody, and I don't know that's an assumption I'm comfortable making. WHS says, why can banned people not send K-mails? Because they're banned?
Because this one time, when I was banned. Anyway. Bangfall says carrot cake with raisins must die. Yeah, I'm marginally less disappointed finding the raisins in the carrot cake than finding the walnuts. But, yeah, still just not so good.
Fred Levi says, the dictionary use text should imply that you're reading the entire dictionary out loud. That's true, and it should take, like, all your turns.
Gorblex says, the facsimile urban dictionary should totally be the next grimoire item. You know, because I can't put the phrase fuck the clit into the game and still maintain our PG-13 content goal.
Yeah, we've got that rating from the ESRB.
Actually, we just got the rating from some guy named ES at Arby's, which is, you know, we figure that's just as good. Some pirate.
What the hell is this?
Do what now?
This guy's faked a series, like this animation of somebody equipping a Wang and then using Mix Icy Vapo Hotness Rub and acquires an item, tapioca pudding.
Dude. Ew.
Thank you, Clem Tog. Math says, if you don't get your meat from the monster's body, why is it that skeletons and licks don't give meat, but zmobies and ghouls do? Because zmobies and ghouls are wearing pants and therefore have wallets.
Because zmobies and ghouls invested wisely.
Oddfellow says, are certain consumables marked to never come up on the weird leaderboards? I keep hoping for the Mount Noob items, but they never show up. I probably stop that from happening on purpose. Madame Defarge says, Kentucky Fried Movie rules, enormous genitals indeed. You rock, chick. Yeah. Let's see. Clever Dan 54 says, I started reading Calvin and Hobbes at age 11, and I'm 16 now, so yeah.
Yeah. I would hope that people who are our age who have kids are exposing their kids to Calvin and Hobbes.
I mean, I would hope that people our age are having kids so that I can expose myself to those kids.
Right.
Natiner says Wayside Stories was amazing. You win forever. Pezboy says, hey Jick, have you ever seen The Devil's Rejects? You should check it out. And that's funny because The Devil's Rejects is a DVD that I borrowed from Pezboy about 4 months ago. And in fact, yes, I watched it a couple nights ago, and you can have it back. And then loan me whatever thing you said you were going to loan me. And then I said, I don't think you should loan that to me until I give you back The Devil's Rejects.
Hey Jick, have you ever read A Nancy Boys?
Oh, right.
Hey, Riff.
Yeah, House of Leaves. No. I'm almost done with Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, though.
You know, I was going to buy that at Borders, but the paperback version of it is, like, this brick that's almost a cube, and it has just tiny, illegible writing.
Tiny print, and the... I have a copy of a paperback that I bought while I was on a trip, also, if you want it. The paperback... The problem that I have with it is that the printing goes so close to the spine mm-hmm. that the way I hold a book, I can't actually read it. I have to, like, constantly be splitting it apart. After I'm done... The pretentious artist gave it to me. I think he loaned it to me, but it was my birthday. So I don't know if he gave it to me or loaned it to me, but either way, I'm sure that you could borrow the big trade paperback version. And I say I'm almost done, which probably means I only have a month left.
Right.
To read it.
Hey, Riff, have you seen those two Terry Pratchett movies? Yeah. I understand they're pretty amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I've been so I loaned a friend of mine my guitar about 4 years ago, and recently asked if I could have that guitar back because he never really played it, and he's lost my guitar. Like a nylon string guitar in a case. He's like, well, you know, we moved a lot, and I've still got stuff in storage. And like, could you look for it? Well, first he said he gave it back to me 2 years ago. Again, nobody, you know, that's clearly not the case. But no, he's lost my guitar. And I don't think that he pawned it. Because the one time I pawned it, I only got like $15 for it. And it's just not worth doing. But yeah, so make sure when you loan things to people that you don't wait 4 years to ask for it back, regardless of how large and hard to lose the item might be. Yeah.
Wow, these animations that this Klimtok guy is making are funny. Oddfellow says a House of Leaves reference would be awesome. I haven't. I'm sort of scared to start reading it.
Yeah, it scares me to think that I might not be smart enough to read it. So
I don't know that. I mean, I used to feel that way about McSweeney's, and now I just think that they're assholes. I don't think that they're smarter than me. I think that they just are trying to. You know, maybe they're smarter than me, but the fact that they're trying so hard to prove it.
Yeah.
Although John Hodgman was... Maybe John Hodgman was responsible for the stuff that I actually liked on...
the things that were actually funny?
Yeah, like funny and accessible instead of being, you know... So, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look through and see which of those things he wrote. The one thing that I thought was just really funny on there was this radio play with Static and Interference rendered as characters.
Yeah.
That was actually just really funny. But... We are almost out of time. We're almost automatic for the people.
Let's see. We got our speculum on deck. We can just step right out if you want.
That'd be fine.
All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow at noon. And, you know, if you're not in Arizona, you're going to have to figure out when noon is. For you, and Jick,
I'll give you a hint. It's 12 o'clock.
Jick's on Thursday, and we're both on Monday, so all right. We'll chat at you later, folks.
Bye-bye.